Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Pat Weber is with us. Pat's our good friend. She's been with a member of my Brain Trust now for 12 years. Pat, happy anniversary. This is your 12th anniversary. How about that?
So happy anniversary to us, Jim.
How about, yeah, happy anniversary. Does your husband know? That's my question. Pat, folks, has been with me, as I say, over 12 years now. She's been an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She is a business coach, especially focusing on sales. She's the number one sales coach for introverts. She's the author of Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage, and she's our good friend, Pat. It's good to have you back, as always. You and I have talked quite a bit over the years, over the last year or so, I guess, about introverts, the concept, the idea, the tendency to be introverted. And remind the audience, I know what that means, but I'm going to have an expert define that for us and tell us so we can all realize, we can all think about maybe, you know, how much we're like this or not like this. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, I think if you want to know if you are, the best kind of question to ask yourself is, where do you get your most enjoyment and your most energy? Is it spending time with big groups or even just groups of people, or are you more likely to get energized curled up on your couch reading a book by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about energy, and it has nothing to do with being shy, being antisocial.
Could it be that could you be an introvert if you prefer a to curl up on a couch, like you say, with a book or just whatever, you have no problem seeking your own counsel, but when you're required or when it's necessary for you to be in a large group and to function, to be high functioning in a large group, you actually can pull that off? Can you still be an introvert if that's the case?
Well, yeah, and just anecdotally for myself, being a publicly paid speaker, and when you think about some of the other introvert experts that you have on, like your show, like Dr. Ivan Meisner, and if we were to start listing, you'd know that those are introverts, including myself, who are regularly on the platform in front of a dozen to hundreds, and for some people, thousands of people. So, it, again, that has nothing to do with being an introvert.
You've just become someone who can function either way. And of course, the condition or the tendency to be that way, that characteristic, can have different degrees of different variations. I mean, some people, you and I both know some people who are so introverted that they could never function as you were just describing.
Yeah.
And but you gave me a term one time. You said I was a certain term, and I always forget what you said.
It's ambivert.
Ambivert. I don't know why I want to say mesovert or whatever.
You enjoy making up your own words.
I know, and I do that sometimes. You get to do that when it's your own show, Pat. But I'm an ambivert, and tell the audience what that means, because I think that probably covers a lot of folks.
Well, you know, you've got to think of introversion and extroversion as a continuum. It's not, you know, you're not all one or another.
Yeah.
But you can go both ways, so to speak. My husband's really very extroverted. He's at the far extreme of extroverted. But there are times, like this weekend, we were at a local car show with one of our cars, and he was glad when the weekend was over and just at home relaxing in front of the TV. But, you know, he plays full blast when he's playing. So you know, he, you could consider also to be an ambivert because he can go both ways. But
well, I mean, I will not. I'm probably more of an introvert. Mm-hmm. And I know this people, it's hard for people to get their hands around this, but I am more of an introvert, I think, because I can function in the high energy rooms.
Right.
I just don't care for it much.
Right. And you know, our society,
I mean, it's not like I'm thinking, okay, now that I'm here, I'm going to have a big time.
Right.
I really like, I don't like dinner parties of more than six people.
Yeah, because I think
I prefer four.
We as introverts, and you know, I have to really force my husband to do this. Our difference in the way we want to have a dinner party is like you just described. I've got my list of six people, three couples max, in addition to us, and he's already built a list of 100.
Yeah,
we're talking a.
I used to have a placard on. I used to have a boat that had a placard on it that said, "Drink six, feeds four, sleeps two." That's kind of my motto. Drink six, sleep, feeds four, sleeps two.
That's great.
so the thing, what, and we're, folks, we're going to talk about something that's happening in a little bit. That's happening with the designation of introversion, by a body of experts. Mm-hmm. We're going to get Pat to tell us about that in a second. But why do you think, Pat, it's important that we have this discussion, that we talk about, and we help people to categorize themselves as introverts or extroverts or ambiverts? Why is that important?
Well, for one thing, just the awareness for a person who's a small business owner or an entrepreneur, it's really important to know what your preference is first and to know then what your employees' preferences are, because these are preferences. We're not, I mean, we have a tendency.
But they're compelling sometimes.
It's what?
Sometimes they're very compelling tendencies.
Absolutely. So that's the main reason, is the awareness factor. The second biggest reason, and there's probably a dozen reasons, but the second biggest reason is half the population, by virtue of the MBTI, the Myers-Briggs type indicator people, half of us, 49%, are introverts.
Right.
You know, we're going around thinking that introverts or preference, people who have that preference, are 2 out of 10 sometimes.
Now, and folks, the reason you need to know this about yourself is so that either being one way or the other may be causing a problem for you.
That's right.
But there's another group of people, of professionals, that want to categorize introversion as a disorder. And we're going to get Pat to report on this in the next break, and to tell us what that could mean, what kind of problems that could create. Introversion as a mental disorder. Think about that. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.